So this is on page 107, and the word Om is talked about in the Mandukya Upanishad in a very similar way that it's spoken about in the Bible, in the book of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was all. And in the Mandukya Upanishad, it says, Om, this eternal word, is all. What was, what is, and what shall be, and what beyond is in eternity. All is Om. So, a lovely reference there. These words from Paramahansa Yogananda, I love so much. He says, he described Om, the fullness of God. God is cosmic sound, cosmic light, cosmic vibration, cosmic love, cosmic ever new joy, cosmic peace, cosmic wisdom, and cosmic ever new bliss. These are the different expressions of God felt by the yogi during ecstasy. The yogis say that when the ears are closed, and one hears the cosmic sound and concentrates deeply upon that sound, he begins to develop omnipresence. So that's from Paramahansa Yogananda. And Swami Shivananda Saraswati of Rishikesh explained to Hari, I just love this too, Om is not only saying yes, but Om being a great mantra that pervades the three states of consciousness and passing beyond too, enables the affirmations to sink into the subconscious, into the causal body, and great willpower is developed. So I love that. Om is saying yes. Mm-hmm. So the A of the Om represents your waking state of consciousness. This is on page 107. The outward moving consciousness. That's your waking state of consciousness. And through the senses, we experience the manifested world and we gather information that way. The U of the Om, A-U-M, represents the dreaming state of inner moving consciousness where we enjoy the subtle inner elements. And the M represents the sleeping state of silent consciousness where we enjoy silent peace. Finally, the silence following the sounds of Om represent Atman, the awakened supreme consciousness within us. So, in this Pranavadvanyatmaka pranayama, we inhale the sound of Om silent. So as you breathe into your sections of the lungs, you say the word Om just in silence in your head. And then as you exhale, the lower, the middle, upper, you'll do the ah, ooh, em. And you can start with it aloud, but then you can even take it inward silently. Or after saying it aloud, let's just cover our ears. And we'll still say it aloud, but our ears will be covered. Okay, so you'll inhale Om silently, and then you can exhale A-U-M. And in the book, this particular technique from Swami Yogeshwaranand does it with the OM. So I'll give you that option as well. So the O is going to be for the two parts, the lower and the middle. So it would be in the exhalation. Om. So the O would go twice as long, the same length of time for the A and the U. And then the M. So you're still emptying the lower lungs from the back to the front, the middle to the back of the front, all with the O, if you choose to do that. Or you can go with the A, U, M. It's your choice. We'll have our resounding voices. So we'll start with just breathing in silently the Om, exhaling the Om a couple of times, and then if you want, cover your ears And you still say it aloud, but you feel that inner vibration in a very different way, the cosmic sound within, okay? And that becomes a meditation. You can just sit there and do it over and over and over again as a meditation. So let's just try. And we're just going to repeat this, so just go with the flow. This is like a meditative pranayama here, all right? Just allowing the cosmic sound of Om to permeate the cells of your body. If you imagine that you're made up about 75 to 90% water, and how water receives the vibrations, if you pound the floor, the water will shake. Just imagine this Om resonating through the cells of your body and shaking the water. Okay, your liquid self. All right, so here we go. Inhaling. Lower, or breathe in your Om, but fill those lower, middle, upper lungs in the sections. Cover your ears. Just do it at your own pace. Let's just sit in the silence, the resounding silence of the Om for a few moments here. As you feel ready, lower your chin slightly towards your chest and take in a little deeper breath. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes and you'll have a little downward gaze towards the floor to gently bring you back into the world of senses.